Welcome to this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Lou Ann Crane here with Ryan Dobson, and our host, as always, is psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson.
Lou Ann, a few weeks ago, we had the privilege of spending a few days in Palm Springs, California, with some amazing Family Talk supporters.
Oh, Ryan, it really was an incredible time of fellowship with some old and some new friends.
Yeah.
And while we were there, two of those old friends, two of your dad's close friends, Robert and Bobby Wolgemuth, shared with the group in general about their personal struggle with cancer over this past year.
Well, my dad was so moved by their testimony.
Yeah, we all were.
And their continued strength that he decided to interview them for this broadcast today. And our hope is that you find their conversation as moving and as encouraging as we did. So without any further ado, here now is my dad, Dr. James Dobson, with Robert and Bobby Wolgemuth.
Well, we're in a studio in Palm Desert, California, where Family Talk held a four-day conference just last week, ended yesterday, in fact, as we speak, and the Lord was there. It was an incredible time. I wish there were some way to let our listeners experience and feel what we did. And I want to share with you today something that happened right at the end of the conference. This was just yesterday, so this is very fresh, but we recorded all of the events, and right at the end, I invited my friends, Robert and Bobby Wolgemuth, to come up and share their personal experience. And they're here with us today, and we're going to let our listeners hear a little bit of what they said on that day. But let me first welcome Robert and Bobby Wolgemuth.
Thank you. Thank you. Are so excited to be here.
We really are.
We have been friends for 35 years, and we have had so much fun together through the years. We love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you. The two of you and your family have been guests on my radio programs through the years. I imagine it's 15 or more.
I think that's about right. That's about right. 15 or 16 times. It's been a privilege.
And our listeners have always loved hearing you, and that's why you get invited back.
I thought it was you. I thought it was you who loved us.
Yeah, well, I do, and so do a lot of other people. And Bobby, you are going through something now that I think many of our listeners are going to relate to, because many of them do have illnesses that are life-threatening and scary, and they're looking to the Lord for solace. And I don't know anybody in my life who has handled one of those experiences more than you have. And that's what you talked about yesterday very openly, and you came up and shared with the audience. And you came to the microphone, and I asked you to describe what you all have been through.
Yes, and I was honored to be able to do that. We knew a lot of the people who were there, you, of course, and Shirley, Ryan and Danae, so it was wonderful to be speaking to good friends. But it was a privilege to be able to tell our story.
All right, here is the recording.
Well, today is February 17th. 1 year ago right now, Bobby went in for surgery, my wife of 42 years at that time. And in fact, when you guys sang "He Touched Me," we pretty much lost it, because "He Touched Me and Made Me Whole" is our story. But she was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. Cancer was something that happened to other people, not to us. And so we had the privilege, really, of experiencing God at an entirely different level. And those of you who have suffered, and we all have at some level, know exactly what I'm talking about. The Apostle Paul talks about the fellowship of his suffering. A whole new thing happens to you. Well, there's an MD Anderson in Orlando. It isn't just in Houston. There's also one in Orlando. And through a series of miracles, really, as a result of a hymn sing that Bobby and I had celebrating our friend Johnny Erickson Tata's recovery from breast cancer, the end of January in Orlando at First Baptist, we had 3,000 people and 200 voice choir, 100-piece orchestra, and we sang for 2 hours these hymns to celebrate Johnny's healing. And 2 weeks later, Bobby went in. We discovered that Bobby has stage 4 ovarian cancer. So in fact, this past year has been a life-changing year. Bobby said to me 2 months ago, if I had it to do over again, I would.
Wow. Mm. How many of us could actually say that?
Amazing.
Lou Ann Crane here along with Ryan Dobson back in the Family Talk studios. And it is very evident that God was present in that hymn sing and preparing Robert and Bobby Wohlgemuth for the journey they were about to face just 2 short weeks later. Ryan, I simply cannot imagine the strength and the faith it took for Bobby to say that, that if she had it to do all over again, she would.
It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have that kind of strength. I just don't know. I don't know if any of us would have that kind of strength. Mm-hmm. We pray for God's perseverance in those times, but it's tough.
Bless her.
Shortly after Robert explained the beginning of their journey, we showed everyone at the conference a video called Surviving and Thriving, Bobby Wohlgemuth. And it was made courtesy of growingbolder.com, and the music was done by Wayne Gratz. We're going to play the audio from that video next so listeners can experience just a glimpse of what we did on that day.
And Ryan, you know, one of the things that impressed me about Bobby was that when she was first approached about doing this video, one of her primary stipulations was that she would be allowed to talk about her faith.
Well, thankfully, they let her talk about that because this video is so encouraging. And when so many of our friends and family are struggling with cancer, it's reassuring to see such a positive and heartfelt video.
And of course, if you would like to see the actual visual that goes along with this, we will post a link to it at drjamesdobson.org. Here now, though, is the audio of that piece, which was played at the Family Talk Conference in Palm Springs, California.
Just 8 months ago, Bobby Wohlgemuth underwent surgery to remove a growth on her ovary. She was certain it was nothing serious.
And I sort of thought they were going to say it's endometriosis, but when I woke up, I remember I was really drowsy, and I said to my husband, is it cancer? And he said, yes, it is.
Our lives changed in this moment.
He said, it's stage 4 ovarian cancer. And I said, well, how many stages are there? And he said, 4.
When you get the news that you have stage 4 cancer, in many ways, it's like the curtain goes up and who you really are is on display.
And I said, oh, okay. That sounds really scary, but to God, there are no stages, so I can handle this, you know, with faith and with joy and with a grateful heart, I will walk through this.
With the help of family, friends, and a team of doctors, that's exactly what Bobby has done.
Through a series of what I call miracles, I got to Dr. Veronica Shimp at MD Anderson, and I'm so grateful for her.
One of the mottos for MD Anderson is to pay it forward. It is about a group of people who are really invested in taking care of human beings and making sure that we provide the best care we can, whether that's from emotional support to in social services to the most cutting edge surgically and then the best medications that we can provide, the smart drugs, the traditional chemotherapy drugs, clinical trials, all of those things. And it takes all of those people to make it work.
Ovarian cancer is so deadly because early detection is so difficult. Like many newly diagnosed patients, Bobby didn't want to know her chances of survival.
What they want to know is that, can I help them get better? Is there potential they're going to be cured? And the answers to those questions are generally yes and yes.
Bobby committed herself to remaining optimistic and joyful and encouraged those closest to her to do the same.
Usually when you're told you have stage 4 ovarian cancer, it's a death sentence. But I said, girls, don't bury me yet. We have today. We have right now. Let's enjoy this.
When Bobby's attitude began having a positive effect on all around her, MD Anderson Orlando asked her to meet with other patients.
There is a sense in which other people's strength is transferable. It's a communicable attribute that people are strengthened because they see your strength.
I feel like the thing that we have is each other. You know, we can encourage each other. We can say it's possible to have peace when you are in the middle of something that is very unknown, very frightening, very surprising.
Bobby has developed a deep personal relationship with Dr. Shimp, who is known for treating every patient like family.
I can't imagine being a doctor in any other way. I think the day that I don't love my patients, the day I need to leave. And does it take a lot out of me? Sure. Yeah, there are moments when I'm driving down the freeway and I have to pull over because all of a sudden it just is overwhelming.
Bobby even managed to discover joy in 6 courses of chemotherapy.
MD Anderson provided, through Livestrong, an art class. And so around comes this marvelous lady named Angeline, and she said, would you like to paint today? And I said, I'd love to paint. So by the time I finished 6 chemo treatments, I had 6 paintings, and it was pure delight. I almost felt like I was looking forward to chemotherapy days.
When she wasn't painting, Bobby was playing the piano. Feeling the love of her friends and their children, who overwhelmed her with drawings and prayers.
But whatever their age and whatever their stage, every single one was a blessing. It starts with 4 a.m. and ends with midnight. And the girls in my Bible study signed up to pray for me every hour on the hour.
As it turns out, that kind of support is exactly what the doctor prescribes.
Overall, if you have a support system, I have found that people do much better longer if they have that. You know, it's about having some love. It's about all this love here and the love outside of yourself.
Amazingly, Bobby describes this past year not as a battle, but rather a gift.
That is hard to understand, but I felt like it was something that was given to me that I can ask God to use me, and He has.
It's been an amazing experience, and probably a month ago, Bobby said to me, if I had it to do over again, I would. I would do this again because of what I've experienced.
Bobby Wagamuth is not only surviving, she's thriving, spreading a message of hope, inspiration, and possibility.
I want to live today the same, whether I have 30 years or 30 minutes left to live. I want to always live in light of the preciousness of this moment. I want to give hope to anybody that wonders, can you have peace in the midst of a devastating trial? Yeah, you can.
This is one special lady, and there's a reason why they chose her to do this video, because her message can be an encouragement to others who are despairing. Bobby has never allowed herself, and neither has Bob, to sinking into despair. And Bobby, you're getting your hair back. It's slowly coming back,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I used to think it was all about the hair, but I'm sort of over that. I did tell Robert one day, I said, you know, our joy is on trial. And when your joy is on trial, people are watching. And they want to know, does Jesus really make a difference? And my theology is more important than my oncologist. Nothing has changed. I love Jesus and I love people. Nothing has changed. And going through all this and realizing that we are just here for a little while, and I'm ready. I didn't expect to be here now, so I'm ready and I'm excited. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. Whether I'm here or there, I'm His. So that has been this year. I never expected to be here with you this year, so this is a privilege. And this man's my hero. Jesus is my shepherd. And Robert's my earthly shepherd. He's been amazing. While he's doing all this running around the country, he made sure that I was taken care of. I had somebody to put leashes on the dogs, and I had oatmeal made for me. He made sure every detail was taken care of before he came to help you. And we are very grateful. There's something we want to do for you. Yeah. Come here, come here.
Before Bobby, just tell us if you were ever tempted to say, why me? You have all this power. Mm-hmm. You flung the universe mm-hmm. into space with a word. And why would you allow this to happen? Because you certainly could have stopped it.
I never said, why me? Why not me? I feel like this was a calling. One of the things, besides hymns, I am the hymn lady. That is my password. I love hymns. I sang them morning, noon, and night. We sang our way through all 6 rounds of chemotherapy. But I memorized the Heidelberg Confession question 1 early on when I was taking treatments. And the Heidelberg Confession question 1 is, Christian, what is your only comfort in life and in death? My only comfort in life and in death is that I do not belong to myself, but I belong body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins, delivered me from the power of the devil, and preserves me so much that without the will of my Heavenly Father, not one hair can fall from my head. And I pasted one of the hairs that fell out of my head in my journal as I was memorizing that, because it all fell out on my anniversary. On our 42nd anniversary, I was brushing my hair, and I'm in the bathroom, and I start to cry, and Robert came in and said, what's the matter? And I said, look, all my hair that the girls used to call my tea party hat, it's all gone. And he leaned over and kissed my head, and he said, we're in this together. Nothing has changed. We belong to Jesus, and we're his. So that's why I can say it's true. Jesus is real. He's so real. The presence of the Lord is all I care about.
You all have something
to
share.
Yeah. How many years ago was it that Jim invited us to come to the home where his mom, Myrtle, who was a character, Shirley got 100% of Myrtle Dobbs. But she was in a home, and she was pretty late in her life, and so Dr. Dobson would visit his mom, and sometimes she wouldn't even know who he was. And so this time he said, come with me to see Myrtle. And so we did. And so Jim said, why don't you just sing a few songs? Well, Myrtle sang a beautiful alto and sang in a women's trio when she was younger. And not only did she remember all the words, every verse, but her part. And so we sang trio together for an hour. Dr. Dobson knows music, loves music, can't sing. So he sat on a chair in the corner of the room, I think pretty much in the fetal position, crying. But it was an amazing night. And so this is, I don't know if you guys have this in your repertoire, you need to for Dr. Dobson's sake. But it's, you want to sing that?
Sure.
In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathe the weary one's feet, God leads his children. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some with great sorrow, but God gives a song.
That was my mother's favorite song, and I have one recording. You know, when I was a kid, you just didn't have access to recorders. you could go to a studio and they had all this fancy stuff, but they got a scratchy copy of the recording. Well, my mother sang that song, and it's the only recording of her singing. She had a beautiful voice, and that meant so much to her. I just wish she were here. Well, we leave you in, in tears. This has been a wonderful 4 days for us, and I hope it has been for you. That's Well, once again, those were the sounds and the words that were recorded yesterday as we were all together in Palm Desert, actually La Quinta, California, with Robert and Bobby Wohlgemuth. I thank you all for being willing to open this chapter of your lives and share something intensely intimate, because you know, Bobby, you know, that so many other people are going through something similar.
Yes, all of us are going to face something, and our theology and the presence of the Lord is all that matters.
Mm. You told us before we came in the studio today that your hair is short still. It's growing back. Mm-hmm. Looks beautiful.
Thank you.
But that because of that, people come up that
yes.
you never saw before and have experienced something similar, and they hug you, don't
they? It's an amazing fellowship. People, especially when I was bald, one girl came up to me in the grocery store and said, "Can I hug you?" And she had been through treatment. It's amazing when all of us have been through something, how we feel differently about other people, and we want to reach out to them. So I've experienced a whole new community of suffering people that I was happy to join with and be part of the yeah. healing process.
Robert, you have to be proud of this lady.
I am, because she has not made this about her. Yeah. She's deflected all of this to Jesus. And so when people come up to her, I've been standing there and say, "Can I hug you?" And they hug her. And then she says something about Jesus. So she doesn't just let it be about her and her journey yeah. or even the person who's hugging her. It gives her an opportunity for a witness, and she does mm-hmm. that.
We experienced it together.
Bobby, we are just at the end of the program here, but take just a minute or two to talk to the person out there who is right mm-hmm. where you mm-hmm. were.
No matter what, when your joy is on trial and you don't know what is going to happen next, you can depend on the faithfulness of God. He is the creator and sustainer of every single person. His presence is so very real. He is mm-hmm. wisdom. He sees things that we don't see. And the hymn that comes to my mind is Trust and Obey. Just wait on him.
Well, we've been praying for you through this ordeal, I want to suggest to our listeners that there are people out there who are deathly ill and facing who knows what, who don't have anybody to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a mission to tell them you're praying for them. That means
it
all
means
the world,
lot.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Trust and Obey, what courageous words from Bobby Wohlgemuth here on this Family Talk broadcast. And what a gripping testimony of faith and joy in the midst of trial. You know, so many of us lose that joy and that desire to impact others when we're going through a rough time. And Ryan, Bobby is just such a wonderful example of how Christ can use our circumstances to ultimately glorify him.
I couldn't agree with you more, Luann. That is exactly what she's doing. She's just she's a beacon of hope and such a dark time, or what mm-hmm. could be a dark time.
Mm-hmm.
And to those listening, if you or someone you know is struggling with cancer or another difficult diagnosis, please call us. Our number is 877-732-6825. That number is available 24 hours a day, and it would be our honor mm-hmm. to talk and pray with you and even maybe provide you with a counselor in your area mm-hmm. that can help you further in your struggles. And again, you can also find a link to the video Bobby was featured in at drjamesdobson.org.
And Ryan, very quickly in the close, another resource we simply must recommend is your dad's book, When God Doesn't Make Sense by Dr. James Dobson. It really offers assurance of God's constant care, even when our human suffering is beyond comprehension. You can request that book by calling us at 877-732-6825 or online at drjamesdobson.org. Well, I'm pleased to announce that we have one more day ahead with Robert and Bobby Wolkemuth. Not only have they been dealing with this fight with cancer, but they've also written a brand new book together called Couples of the Bible, a one-year devotional study of couples in Scripture.
It's fantastic.
I have a copy. I haven't gotten through it all yet.
It's just amazing.
So we will discuss that, what they've learned from it, and how it's impacted their journey with cancer, all this and more, next time on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
We'll see you then.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.